Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. The Radical Ordinary, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 9 through 12. Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Paul is writing to a church with an unexpected problem. Some believers had quit their jobs to wait for Christ's return. They thought ordinary work was pointless if Jesus was coming back soon. But Paul says something surprising. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. That's fascinating language. Having an ambition for quietness. Usually, we think of ambition as loud attention-getting. But Paul says the sanctified life looks like working with your hands, minding your own business, and not calling attention to yourself. The quiet life isn't about being passive or invisible. It's about being so grounded in God's love that you don't need drama or spectacle to prove your faith. It's about working with integrity, treating people well, being honest in your dealings, showing kindness without making a show of it. In our age of social media and constant self-promotion, this is radically countercultural. Paul is saying that holiness often looks like reliability, that sanctification shows up in how well you do your ordinary job, how you treat your family, whether your word can be trusted. The early Christians were sometimes accused of being lazy freeloaders. Paul says, prove them wrong by living such good, honest, productive lives that even your critics have to respect you. Let your daily faithfulness be your testimony. Not every Christian is called to be a missionary or a pastor, but every Christian is called to work with integrity, love their neighbors, and live so well that it points others toward God, even when no one's looking, even when it's just ordinary, everyday faithfulness. Our prayer today, Lord, help us to find you in the ordinary moments, in our work, our daily responsibilities, our quiet acts of service. Give us contentment with the life you've placed us in, and teach us to live with such integrity and love that others see goodness reflected in our everyday faithfulness. May our ambition be for the quiet holiness that honors you in both the dramatic and the mundane moments of life. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Jim Stovall.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.